Brian Lehrer on WNYC, great to be with you this morning. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving break. And, of course, again, our hearts go out to anybody affected by the crash in the Bronx, the derailment, and we'll get back to talking about that in detail in a little while. But right now we turn from our Monday morning national politics to Monday morning local politics. Mayor-elect de Blasio told reporters he will have some names of appointees by the end of this week as the Bill Bratton for a Police Commissioner rumors continue undenied. But while still deciding who's going to be in charge of safe streets and good schools and picking up the garbage, the mayor-elect is stretching out already with comments on national politics and even a foreign policy. So let's talk transition with Joel Siegel, politics editor for the Daily News. Hi, Joel. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian. Good morning.
And I saw his remarks on Iran in the Daily News. Basically, de Blasio supports the president's interim deal. Do you know the context of how he came to even weigh in on that topic?
I just think he was asked about it. It was, you're the mayor of New York. You have to have a foreign policy. And I thought what was interesting is he pretty much fell in lockstep with the president on this. It's a gimme for a lot of politicians, Chuck Schumer, for example, to separate themselves from President Obama on the Iran issue. But de Blasio did not. He was all for the negotiations going on and the emergence of what seems to be a tentative deal.
And I think it's interesting, too, that he was willing to disagree with Chuck Schumer in public. Schumer, who has criticized the deal as not proportionate between what the West gave up and what Iran gave up. And de Blasio said it's a good first step. Now we'll see. And, of course, he doesn't trust Iran, but it's a good first step. And let's take that step and see how it works out, echoing the president. Would this be different by virtue of a New York City mayor being willing to disagree with the Israeli government on a matter that Israel feels is important to its security?
I think this was sort of a low-risk moment for him. Honestly, I know there's in certain segments of the Jewish community there's been a lot of concern about the initial reports of what seems to be a deal. I don't think we're going to see him be at odds with the Israeli government or Israeli policies. As public advocate, he was very strong against Iran. He was very strong for sanctions against Iran. So I don't think we're, despite what seems to be a divergence on this one issue, I think we're going to see pretty much a uniform support of what Israel wants.
Here is a clip of de Blasio from a speech he gave mostly on education at Columbia University last week. I was there, and mostly he talked about his pre-K and after-school plans. We played some of those clips last week. But here's another remark that caught my ear. He puts his election as mayor in a national context.
It was front and center in the discussion we had over this last year in this city. I talked about the tale of two cities. I talked about what it meant for our future if we didn't address it. But this discussion is rising all over our country. And more people are seeing that we have to address inequality, that if we don't, it will be at our peril. If we don't, we would be violating the very ideals on which this city and this country are based.
Bill de Blasio last week. So Joel Siegel, politics editor for the Daily News. Taken together, do you see these remarks about the Iran deal and his New York election as part of a national trend on inequality as an indication that he will be a mayor, like many before him, I should add, who have their own foreign policies and things to say about national politics, even from day one?
Well, look, I think, first of all politics is local, and I think it's very unlikely Bill de Blasio is going to stake out foreign policy positions that are going to put him in any difficulty at home politically. And secondly, there's talk now of perhaps a Republican wave in the next election. So if I'm Bill de Blasio, I would cast my victory as part of a national trend. I just don't know that there's a lot of empirical evidence to back that up. I'm sure there are are elections we can point to around the country in which the progressive won, but I think this election was more about New York reverting to norm. It's an overwhelmingly Democratic city. It voted more than 80% for President Obama's reelection last year, and I just think the natural order after 20 years of Rudy Giuliani and Mike Bloomberg was to elect a Democrat, and he was the candidate who survived in the Democratic primary. I don't see a national trend toward the kind of policies that Bill de Blasio embraces. It might happen, but I don't see a lot of evidence for it.
All right. Well, we will see. There's talk of Elizabeth Warren as a rising star to the left of, say, Hillary Clinton, and, you know, a lot of grassroots anger at trickle-down economics, as the Pope criticized the other day. A lot of grassroots anger at the stagnation in the economy overall as Wall Street soars. That may be creating a progressive moment more than we've had at any time since pre-Bill Clinton.
I don't discount that, and clearly there are a lot of voices and a lot of people who are upset with the status quo, who are upset with the growing income inequality gap. I just don't know that that's going to translate into politicians being elected all across the country, embracing those views, notwithstanding the popularity for Senator Warren among many in the Democratic Party.
Now, our outgoing mayor certainly has been involved with national issues. Guns, first and foremost. Before that, Rudy Giuliani had a set of strong views about Cuba and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. There was that time that he blocked Yasser Arafat from attending something at Lincoln Center when he was in town for the UN?
Actually kicked him out.
And David Dinkins brought Nelson Mandela to New York after Mandela was freed from prison. So it would not be a departure. I guess it's a question of how and how much. So are you getting any hints or leaks about Bratton, who served under both Dinkins and Giuliani, coming back as police commissioner?
I have to be honest with you. The answer is no. I mean, no real advanced hint. I think a lot of people expect that Bill Bratton will be appointed. But if it's not Bill Bratton, I don't think there'll be a lot of shock that it's not him. He's clearly one of the leading candidates. Bill de Blasio made no secret of how he sought Bill Bratton's advice as he was running for mayor. He kind of used that to kind of boost his credibility as a candidate who was getting schooled or wanted to get schooled in policing issues. It could very well be Bill Bratton, but to say that it will be Bill Bratton, I wouldn't go that far.
What do you think about Mayor Bloomberg's lack of involvement after the train derailment yesterday? I see the Daily News has a quote of him saying, "I'm not a professional firefighter or police officer. Nothing I can do." That's kind of astonishing, isn't it?
Well, it is a surprising remark. You are the chief executive. This is a crisis moment. I think it's expected of mayors to be certainly he's not going to be applying tourniquets and administering IVs, but, you know, he's the chief executive, and he has to oversee and make sure that things are running smoothly. And that's not to say it didn't happen with him out. It's just, New Yorkers expect their mayors to be on the scenes of disasters. Now, that said, it was a holiday weekend, and mayors are entitled to go away. But obviously this mayor, goes away. He has places to go outside of the city, Bahamas. I think he has a place in the Rockies, perhaps in London. What surprises me is, if he is out of town, just say it. Look, I was out of town. This was my, I was with my family. Why dance around the issue and say, I'm not a first responder. That's a little bit disingenuous.
You know, he could use the bully pulpit to make sure the MTA asks all the questions that need to be asked about the accident. He has held the MTA's feet to the fire many times as mayor. So it's not really that there's nothing he can do. Is it just lame duckitis, you think?
I think so. I think the stakes for him, he's got the clock is ticking. There's a month to go. Obviously, he's very concerned about his legacy. I think this was a moment where he got caught short. It appears he was out of town. Nothing wrong with that, but that appears to be what has happened. And it's happened before, most notably in the blizzard, the Christmas blizzard a few years back, where, it took him a few hours to get in position to oversee snow removal, et cetera. I mean, no mayor has ever said when there's a blizzard, gee, you know, I'm not plowing the streets. You're there. You're the commander. You're leading the charge. You're holding people accountable. That's what people expect you to do. That's your job.
I'm not a snowplow operator. There's nothing I can do.
Right.
That's a good analogy. Any other appointments that you know any hints of from de Blasio? Are there any rumors and, you know, respect to other jobs rivaling the Bratton rumor for police commissioner?
I mean, this transition has been remarkably, remarkably tight-lipped. It's going to be 4 weeks this Tuesday, or maybe 5 weeks. Well, certainly more. It's going to be a month since his election. And we've heard very little other than the announcement of people on his big transition team. There was an announcement on Saturday about an inaugural committee. It wasn't clear what that committee will do. He did say last week that he will be making appointments by the end of this week. If this week goes by without any appointments, that'll be a shock. I think we can expect some of his longtime aides to join him in City Hall, people like Emma Wolf, who was his chief of staff and worked with him on the campaign, Dominic Williams, another trusted advisor. I think it's clear those people will be joining him in City Hall. As far as who's going to fill what positions in the agencies, that is remarkably wide open right now.
Joel Siegel, politics editor for The Daily News. Should be an interesting maybe Thursday or Friday this week in the transition. So thanks a lot for coming on and talking some Monday morning local politics with us.
Thanks a lot, Brian. My pleasure.